In the wake of the fatal school shooting in Parkland, Florida earlier this year, schools across Maine are taking steps to respond. Some are adding security cameras, some are stocking tourniquets, and several have even hired new school resource officers to patrol the hallways. While supporters of these new positions say they help make the community feel more secure, civil liberties advocates say the increased police presence could bring its own negative consequences. Robbie Feinberg reports.
Morning. Morning, girls.
RSU-4 resource officer John Dahlbeck's normal school day might take him to five different buildings, from Sebattis to Litchfield in central Maine. In the morning, he might meet with a group of young students to talk through an issue.
You want to call the advisory down?
And while part of the job is security-related, much of it is counseling. At lunchtime, a student walks into Dahlbeck's office to tell him about an issue with a few other girls. By the end, they're talking about college.
All right. So what we have to do is we need to get your college stuff. We need to make appointments for this week.
Later in the day, he might work with fourth graders and help with literacy.
Policing is neighborhoods. The school is the biggest neighborhood. At 8:30, the town of Sebattis empties out. Those folks are gone. They have put their children in our protection. And our job is to put the castles around them, protect them, and do what we can for them socially, academically, and emotionally.
The resource officer position is new to RSU-4, prompted in part by a February school shooting in Parkland, Florida. In the weeks that followed, threats of school violence rose across the country, including an incident at the district's Oak Hill High School that forced it to close for a day. Oak Hill principal Marco Aliberti.
You know, it's paramount. It's a very important piece to the school, is to make sure that we're safe and we're secure so that we can focus on the academic aspects of the building. If there are kids that need help and support, we can do that within these walls.
Districts across the state are taking a similar step. While few official numbers are available, media reports indicate that at least a dozen more officers were budgeted for this school year. And an informal poll from the Maine School Management Association this spring found more than a third of responding districts were adding school resource officers.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Oh, hey.
But some are wary of the push to bring more police officers into schools.
Our criminal justice system really can't be our go-to answer for every problem.
Allison Bia is the executive director of the American Civil Liberties Union of Maine. Her organization has long been concerned about police in schools, arguing that it could lead to more arrests and push more students into the juvenile justice system.
This new trend is really embedding police officers into schools, and it's blurring the lines between law enforcement and educators. And unfortunately, there's very little oversight and very little guidance in this process.
BA is particularly worried about underrepresented groups, including students of color and those with disabilities. According to recent data from the U.S. Department of Education, Black students and those with disabilities in Maine are referred to law enforcement at rates nearly double that of white students. Others are raising concerns about proper training. Mo Kennedy, the executive director of the National Association of School Resource Officers, says that as many new officers are transitioning into schools, it's not clear if they have a strong foundation of knowledge in topics like school law or child development.
That's been a concern of mine since I started doing this job almost 8 years ago, that we might have people across this country who go to work in a school environment as a law enforcement officer with nothing more than their original academy training. And it's just not enough to work in this unique environment.
Earlier this year, Kennedy's group visited Maine and provided basic officer training for 43 school staff. Many districts that Maine Public spoke with indicated that they were sending their new SROs to similar programs. However, like most states, Maine has no formal training requirement for school resource officers. And as for concerns about how school police might be misused in dispensing discipline, many school officials believe that there are proven ways to set boundaries. Pender Macon is the assistant superintendent of the Brunswick School Department and also serves on the state's Juvenile Justice Advisory Group. She says her district has established a memorandum of understanding. It spells out exactly what an officer can and can't do.
The one thing we want to avoid at all costs is having the presence of an SRO lead to an increased involvement of kids in juvenile justice system. We don't want school to be a point of entry for anybody, ideally.
Macon says with that clear separation, she feels confident that officers are providing safety to school buildings and also contributing to the education of students. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.